From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Many Americans have toasted bread first thing in the morning. For some, the morning meal also includes hash browned potatoes. Or, later in the day, they might enjoy potato chips or crispy French fries. But if you like any of these foods cooked until they are dark brown in color, you might want to limit how much of them you eat. That is the finding of a British government agency. The Food Standards Agency is urging people to avoid eating burnt or very well toasted bread and deeply browned potatoes. The danger, the agency says, is when starchy foods are cooked until they are very firm or even burnt. The concern is a chemical called acrylamide. Acrylamide is produced naturally in food during cooking at high temperatures. It has been identified as a possible cancer-causing substance. New Scientist magazine reports that high levels of acrylamide are present in starchy foods, like potatoes, when they are cooked at temperatures over 120 degrees Celsius. British researchers note that acrylamide can also be present in breakfast cereals, cookies, and coffee. Steve Wern is the director of policy at the FSA. He says most people do not know that the chemical exists or that it could create a health hazard. The FSA launched a study to identify acrylamide exposure in the British population. Researchers found that most people are exposed to too much of the chemical. They said this contact could increase their overall risk of getting cancer. The agency even created an expression to help people remember. The FSA suggests people should go for the gold when they prepare starchy foods. Heating bread or potatoes to a golden brown, they claim, is healthier than overcooking them or burning them. Wern says, the agency is not saying that people should worry about the occasional meal that's a bit overcooked. He said these suggestions are about controlling risk during one's lifetime. The agency is also urging people to eat fewer high-calorie foods like potato chips, French fries, and cookies, all of which have acrylamides. There are other things you can do to limit your exposure to acrylamides. Experts at New Scientist suggest that you not keep potatoes in the refrigerator. They explain that at low temperatures, an enzyme breaks down the sugars in the potato. These sugars can form acrylamide during cooking. They add that frozen foods don't have this risk. Sugars, like sucrose, do not break down at low temperatures. Another cooking tip is you can blanch potatoes before frying. Blanching is heating food briefly in water. This will remove the potato skin and half the sugar, resulting in lower levels of acrylamide. Scientists have launched other studies to better understand how acrylamide forms in some overcooked foods and how cooking traditions may affect people. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.